When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Full Sport Press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When the right jersey's on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Ho, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports related news and topics. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Lop.
Cameraman, how are you doing, brother? Solemnly swear. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
You just can't do that.
Sure, man. Did nobody repeat it?
You just can't say it.
How you gonna how you gonna repeat something you don't say?
Yeah, we didn't repeat it. We just said you can't say it.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Boy. Episode 500. 500 of them things. I said it's 500 of them things.
We had the confetti. Confetti popping off.
Damn.
Could have had some confetti.
500.
Damn.
Damn.
All you know is what they do.
500.
We didn't pop the bottom.
Yeah. Damn, I got a bottom,
damn.
Too.
Damn.
Episode 500.
Okay, we would have wrapped away real quick. To the.
We could run up the way.
Literally wrapped away.
Yeah. We are handing out postseason awards for the 2023 NFL season.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Before we do this, Jeff, this is episode 500.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're doing is reminiscing, taking a trip down memory lane where our favorite episodes, parts, segments, thoughts, ideas, feelings.
All the above.
Of all 500 episodes. We'll kick things off with you. ISO on Jeff.
Let's see. One of, because there's so many. One of. Cameraman, you remember this one. This is where the term J-Hove Hive was birthed. My very first top seven here. Listeners, you remember back when this happened. It was top seven for the point guards. Russell Westbrook was having his first triple-double average career, having the MVP. And somehow J-Hove convinced the room that Steph Curry was the number one point guard in the NBA that year. I went back and listened to that argument, Coach, for that episode, I said, how did he do it? It's a talent that I'll never forget.
He was.
There's no way.
That's your best memory?
It was hilarious. Because I'm fighting for my life. I'm new. So I'm still trying to figure. I'm trying to make sure I'm not screaming, looking into the camera. I'm looking in the room like, how are y'all letting this happen?
We recorded that Friday. I didn't talk to Jeff till that next Friday. It got a little heated.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah,
I said, wasn't here for that. I could not believe that was hilarious.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Circle back.
So you saying he cooked the books?
Oh, wasn't no books to be cooked, man.
I'm talking about the average. We have never seen a player average a triple double. He won MVP. It's somehow.
We all knew some bullshit.
Somehow Steph Curry was still number one.
He should have.
Could not.
That was 50-40-90.
Yeah, that was Steph Curry had Kevin Durant.
So?
Top seven point guard.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to go back. I had to go back.
Yeah, we got to find
top
that.
seven point guard.
Yeah. Oh, kick it off, God. Jeff. Best of the week. Talk to the people.
Oh, man. My best of the week. My best of the week is the mixtape site, Live Mixtapes, is back with app on iPhones. If you're somebody like me who's had a hard drive crash, a lot of your mixtape music was gone.
Mm. Yeah, the franchise is on there?
No, it's on Dead Pill.
J-E-T.
It's on Dead Pill.
J-T-E.
Yeah, it's on Dead Pill. There's a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? That's gone for right now. But Live Mixtapes is back. Got to listen to some old music this week that I hadn't heard in a while. I thought I was gone forever.
Yeah.
But I'm back, so we good.
Backlogged, for sure. What you got, Coach? Best of the week?
Best of the week, man. Angela Bassett winning the Oscar, man. Long overdue. It is, but, you know.
It was an Oscar. Golden Globe.
It was an Oscar. It was.
They gave an Oscar.
Yeah.
They
gave one.
They gave her back, you know, when you get a like honorary degree.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. They gave her an honorary Oscar.
Ah, oh, come on.
Bullshit. Yeah.
She's been, I told you. She's been in.
She's been nominated.
She ain't never got one.
Nah, she just honorary.
Halle Berry got one.
Halle Berry got one.
Yeah. Shout out to Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle definitely got one. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson got one too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because she got an EGOT.
Yeah. My best of the week is 500 shows, guys.
500.
Every listener, every YouTuber, every IG quote, everybody that bought a t-shirt, reached out, man, a little bit of everything, wristband, sent in a top seven list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Over the years, it's been a lot doing this podcast and to get everybody to even support, even if you didn't support, you supported somehow, some way, just looking at it. For sure, man. So that's my best of the week. Weezy, what you got, best of the week?
I'm right there with you with 500 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Like you say, everybody listen. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool when you walk around somebody and say, man, you still do your podcast? And you say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, that's my best of the week.
Cool. Right back to you, worst of the week, buddy.
My worst of the week, and we're going to talk about it later on, is NFL right now, college football, and
chaos.
It's mayhem right now.
It's mayhem. Yeah, definitely mayhem. My worst of the week, cicadas are coming back in 2024, guys.
Oh.
They've been dormant for the past 13 years, cameraman, and they'll be screaming all across Tennessee.
Hitting you in your head.
Even the ones that's been dormant for 20-plus years are coming back.
Yeah, it's called a brood. Again. Yeah, in mid-May 2024, so.
Hate
be around for a month in search of a new companion. So they out here trying to get to it.
They
trying
are.
Trying to find them a new little boo.
They are.
Corny levels of 10.
12. Yeah. Hate it for the guys that are in the business of cutting grass and working outside. Because they are attracted to the noise.
Yeah. That's tough.
Oof.
I'm going to give you a beekeeper suit. I'm going to walk in this bitch with a beekeeper suit. For real. I walk in this bitch with a beekeeper suit.
Yeah.
So that'd be hard.
Yeah. Supreme beekeeper suit.
Why you do that, bro?
They got one.
They came back like a while ago, and they wasn't that bad.
This is probably the one, though.
Yeah, that's why they're going to be bad.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the devil's pie right here. What you got, Coach? Worst of
my worst of the week, man, is Ja Morant's injury, man. Yes. As soon as he get back, and he's gone again.
Yeah.
It could be a blessing in disguise for the Grizzlies, though.
True.
Because they're going to be so bad, they're going to get a good draft pick.
Yeah, they say he was at the range. A little fire. A little kickback. They said it was a little kickback.
Come on, man. He was doing good.
Come on, dog.
They was going to make the playoffs, too.
He was going to make a run.
That was a run. Jeff, worst of the week, my bad.
Well, since you're already talking, my worst of the week is my co-host here, J-Ho. His Instagram is just running wild. His Instagram is running wild.
What'd I do?
He's got to be stopped, Kevin, man. I'm just scrolling. I get a message, man. What's up with your man Ho, man? I'm like, let me see what he got talking about.
Mm.
Yeah. The Lil Wayne hate is just ridiculous.
Is it hate?
It's hate. That's hate.
You never gave him a lot of credit.
All I said was, and I think people are misconstruing what I said. All I said was, those punchlines that we praised don't hit the same in 2024. I didn't say he was a bad rapper. I didn't say he had
misses.
I'm saying those punchlines motherfuckers ain't hitting like they was.
Coming from you, that's hate.
That's facts, though.
It's not.
Those are facts.
I just ran back Drought 3, Dedication 2, and No Ceilings today.
But the only fact.
Today!
The only fact is, you think it's facts. Nobody else thinks it's facts.
Well, nah, people agree with me.
You got some hate, too.
Yeah. Two things can be true.
That is true.
Shout out to that. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search for Sport Press Podcast. J-O.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
We do. This week's award recipient is David Tepper.
The Carolina the Carolina Panthers are ready to start the offseason. I know you do. After a terrible 2023-2024 campaign, so much so, during the second to last game of the regular season, team owner David Tepper created an extremely bad look for himself and his team. Video taken by a fan captured Tepper tossing the contents of his cup onto a group of fans at Jacksonville's Everbank Stadium. Moments later, he stormed out of the suite. The NFL fined the billionaire investor $300,000. Tepper's Panthers lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 26-0, dropping Carolina's record to an NFL worst 2-14 at the time. That would normally set the Panthers up for a number one overall pick, but guess what, guys? Carolina traded that pick to Chicago Bears to move up for the selection in 2023. Tepper, the owner of a hedge fund, bought the Panthers in 2018 for $2.2 billion. He has a net worth of $17.5 billion.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Love that money.
Tepper.
Wow.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you, bro. There is a competition problem that's going on that's rampant across the world. Starting with Draymond Green. Moving on to David Tepper, ending with me. There's levels of competition where you just lose your shit. Yeah. And you want to win by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Tepper's fired two of his head coaches already. He's only been there since 2018.
Tepper's wild.
Gave a guy 12 games and fired him after you hired him. So
wow, man.
Yeah, man. It's a competition problem. And we shall overcome.
They want Tepper to sell the team, though.
Right.
Nah, Tepper ain't selling that team.
He's not.
He's not.
He wilding, though.
Yeah, he got to relax.
He got to relax.
He needs some help. He needs some help.
I know it. I'm telling you.
He needs a little help.
He just got pissed off.
Now he need a little help.
Can't be throwing. You and your $17 billion can't be throwing drinks.
Right.
You can't be throwing drinks.
They gonna get your $17 billion ass whooped.
Cause what if somebody come up in there? They got a smelly cologne.
It's a Miata.
You seen these NFL fans be wild.
Yeah.
You see what be happening?
They be fighting all the time. Right.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
What were the fans saying to him?
Your team's sorry as hell. That's probably
sell the team.
Sticks and stones, dog. Sticks and stones.
Ooh, that's funny. Yeah.
That's what Bubba flipped
out Buffalo. Oh, Amy Adams Strong. Hey, listen, like, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Get rough out here with you, Amy. I'm telling you that right now.
All right. We will get that to David Tepper. You guys ready to get started with the first half?
Let's do it.
All right.
The first half is underway.
King and Ray. First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy.
It's your man Coach Locke.
Big Jeff, we're going to find on social media, my brother.
I'm Jay Easley, 84 across all social media platforms.
Coach Locke, where you at?
Nothing has changed, man. It's Locke underscore the underscore great. That's T-H-A. Get at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay.
Yeah. Condense it, motherfucker.
Damn right.
Got to condense.
Yeah.
Jay, well, yeah.
I'm J Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Instagram and Twitter.
You owe it, baby.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What you mean? Hey, Jeff.
I'm just asking. Okay. I didn't hear what you said. No, I probably.
No. I see what you're doing.
I ain't saying nothing else.
I'm on your ass, Jay. What you got,
Weezy? Look at him. You talking about me? Look at what he's doing.
FSP underscore Weezy on IG. I mean, how Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Holla at you. Holla at you. And Amy Sean.
Can't believe you, dog. You let your boy down, man.
Jeff.
let your boy down, dog.
Nah, but if you let him in once, then you unlock your page.
You let your boy it's down.
240
man.
People got to go.
You let your boy down, man. Golly, man. You let your boy down, man.
Go, Jeff. Shit.
All right, guys. We had a championship in our Full Sport Press Fantasy Football League. Shout out to CMC. You later. Chaz ran roughshod over the league all year and won the championship in dominating fashion.
That's all right.
He has his victory speech ready for us. You guys ready to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Just want to give a quick shout out to FSP for having me. Let me dominate y'all league this year. To everybody else, better luck next year. Get your drafting skills up. Work the waiver wire a little bit better. Also, let's have some trades next year, man. Make things a little more interesting. I don't want to do no keeper league. The super flex is cool, but whatever. Just another hurdle for me to jump over and y'all to chase me. But yeah, that's it. Just belt the ass season is over. It was a lot of belt the ass going on. A lot of belt the ass. But I want to thank y'all. Peace.
Talk.
That's how you talk.
That's how you talk.
Now I'm gonna be real. That's how you talk.
He tripled down on a belt. Bet the ass, yeah, man. He tripled down.
A lot of belt the ass.
A lot of belt the ass.
Damn.
That's how you behave. You lost one game all year.
Yeah,
he lost one game.
He kicked ass.
A lot of belt the ass.
Well, you didn't have a close game. He kicked ass.
Hey, y'all added another flex.
We will next year. Oh, okay. We're gonna vote on it in our season.
Damn.
Gotta vote on every change, cameraman.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to the guys. Gotta get that trophy, Jeff. Get that to him.
Yeah.
He built the ass.
Built the ass.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Who you playing in the championship?
AB?
Adam LeBron.
I ain't gonna lie. I'd much rather see Chaz win than AB win. Let me tell you why. That'd have been three. He would have three championships, bro. I can't. No. A three-time champion? Yeah. I ain't win one. I might
you gotta come back, bro.
I might come back, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
I might come back.
There you go.
I might come back.
You can't unlock your thing. Damn.
Okay. I'm on your – okay.
No, see, I tried to tell you.
No, yeah.
Hey, can we mark this, though? Yeah. That he said he might be back next year.
Nah, for real, might be back. That got me hype right there.
Yeah.
Chaz came.
Not me.
Coach.
Not me. Good luck.
All right, guys. Let's move on to some college football. Michigan won the final national championship of the college football playoffs 14 format. Here's to you, Jeff. Beating Washington 34-13 on Monday night in Houston. Let's hand out some winners and losers from the big gang. We will kick things off with Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. Give me your first winner.
The Big Ten. Or whatever the big whatever it's called now.
Yeah.
Big Ten.
You get your chip. You get represented well by one of your flagship universities.
Respect.
And your new university, which is coming in, your new shiny new toy to get to play with, they were also in the national championship. So Big Ten came out a big one.
Shout out to Big Ten.
Yeah.
What you got, Coach?
I had the Big Ten, so I go to my next one. Donovan Edwards, running back from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew about the star running back, and what does he do? He goes for 90-plus yards in the first half.
Yeah.
He just made it that much easier for Michigan because now you're like, oh, shit, we got to worry about him too.
Yeah.
But he had 104 yards and two touchdowns for the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm rolling right behind Coach. Running back room in Michigan. Sheesh. Welcome back to the spotlight, Donovan Edwards. Shine bright like a diamond. He had two touches, 87 yards, two touchdowns, 14-3 to kick things off. Hadn't scored since November 11th, Jeff. To go in there and do that and to see, like, a spot where you can dominate, get the ball rolling, man, it was utter dominance. Shout out to the running back room. Shout out to Donovan Edwards. What you got, Weezy?
Man, I got Michigan's defensive line, man. Defense travels.
Hard.
That proved their defense been leading the whole season. It showed up well in the championship game. Defense travels.
Yep. Another winner?
Man, that was old school football.
It was
running the ball and playing defense. Shout out to D. Harris. He and I go back and forth on this all the time. I feel like no matter what level of football you on, if you can run the ball, you can play defense, you got a shot.
Yeah.
And Michigan proved that. Because, I mean, quarterback, he's decent.
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't have to.
Exactly.
They ran wherever they wanted to run. Complete dominance. Stopped everything they were doing.
Well, that was dominance. Got another winner, Coach?
Nah.
My next winner and only other winner is Jim Harbaugh. You get suspended like three times throughout the season. Then you come back and win that thing, and then you ride out in the sunset with the Chargers, because by the time you guys hit it, he's probably with the Chargers. Man, I'm telling
you. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, man, like, that's how you go out. and you go out with the buffs on, and those wasn't buffs, those were wires.
Those wires. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
Detroit, Detroit people get a little mad about that. And wires.
Wires.
It went to buffs. Yeah. Let's move on to the losers, guys. Weezy, you got a loser.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
The loser is the wide receiving core of Washington. They just didn't catch the ball. Yeah. Michael Penix made some good passes, made some not good, good passes, but he made some catchable passes. They didn't. They. I mean, the strongest core there, the strongest core their team all year long was the wide receivers, and they didn't show up.
Yep. Yep. My first loser is piggybacking off Weezy. Michael Penix, man, that defense and I get it that, like Jeff mentioned earlier, that Michigan defense had a lot to do with it. A lot of it was self-inflicted, though. Like, if you can't make catches for your quarterback that you made all year, they folded on him. Mm-hmm. Biggest game of the year. There was his chance, basically, to play himself into a top three pick. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a situation now where, with his injury history, I think now he falls into maybe a 4 or 5 slot at the quarterback position.
Fourth or fifth quarterback pick.
Taken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's still be a first rounder.
I've seen mocks where he's still top 10. I just don't think there's 10. I mean, there's 4 quarterbacks going in the top 10. I just don't see that. I just don't think that there's enough need at the quarterback position to go 4 quarterbacks in the top 10 pick. So I say late first round for Michael Penix, but he's good. But that injury history, that would be terrifying unless he played lights out like he had been playing all year. That was tough. That was his chance, man. I hate that for him.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback. I had Penix draft stock. Mm-hmm. It dropped. It did. Some his fault, some not, because the play where the wide receiver said he should have caught the ball, he should have caught the ball, but he also was wide open and Michael Penix threw it behind him.
Behind.
He had to turn around to try to catch it, and that's why I do respect that wide receiver for not throwing Penix under the bus. He said it was his fault, and it was more so Penix's fault, but his draft stock was hurt over that, like the injuries. His old line didn't help him none, which I get to that in a minute. We don't know if it's ribs. We don't know what it is, but he was clearly favoring those ribs from where he was just getting hit after hit after hit. And the crazy thing is they really didn't sack him, but they just was hitting him.
Yeah,
and that takes a toll on a quarterback. Constantly getting hit every play. them passes you make normally, you're going to start throwing them short, throwing them long because you're worried about the hit.
Specs. Yeah. What you got, Joe?
Michigan fans.
Yeah. They've been pretty solid, though.
No, bro.
They ain't won no Rose Bowl in 30 years. You got to give them a – go ahead.
I hear you. You got people like Chaz who just spoke a moment ago. First message he sends in the other fantasy football league we in group chat, we broke them. They're taking solace in saying they are the reason Nick Saban retired.
Oh, man.
This is the thing. First thing he says, we broke them and put the Michigan flag in the chat. So, Michigan fans, I get it. You really haven't been there before. But try to act like it, at least. Like, you know, Saban's just old. We know that.
Saban, this was in the making 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out of there.
Another loser for me, guys. Mm-hmm. Washington football, period. This is their chance. Jeff has been Washington to the moon, and we saw the same to the moon campaign. Cincinnati. It was Cincinnati, right? That team ain't been the same since. You have to capitalize off the opportunities that are bestowed upon you, man. Yeah. And you have a Heisman guy. You won't get another chance like this, dog.
No.
This is it. This is grand opening, grand closing,
Michael Jackson, this is it.
The Boyer. He might need to look into a situation where he leaves.
Should be sinking.
Bro,
you're not getting another chance. Like, I just don't see it happening again. And if it does, the stars align every 2 or 3 decades. This was the time for the Washington Huskies, and they didn't capitalize off of it. I think he'll leave eventually.
Yeah, because the Pac-12 is about to be set up.
It's the third time they've been in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sark got him there.
Peterson
got him there.
Yeah, Chris Peterson did get him there. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and this is the chance. Like, they could have beat Michigan. They could have. If they played the way that they played against Oregon, that Oregon team was the toughest competition. They beat them twice.
Yeah. So it's tough. My next loser is going to be the reason why they didn't, though. It's the offensive line.
Yeah.
That offensive line won the award this year for the best offensive line over Michigan's offensive line. Mm-hmm. So Michigan's offensive line took it personally. Yeah. And it just showed in their running game. So Washington's offensive line was a loser because they couldn't keep Penix off the ground. And it showed. That's why they couldn't compete.
That's it. It's tough. What you got, Jeff?
All righty. Let's keep the bad news rolling, guys. Mm. Black Monday happened, cameraman. And it continued to roll into Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, New Orleans Thursday, mm-hmm. and so on. Expected firings from the Commandos and the Falcons.
Yep.
Led up to surprise firings from the Titans and the Seahawks.
Yep.
Guys, let's get started, man. What are some of your surprises? Starting with you, Weezy, and your outlook on Black Monday.
Surprise? Out of this group, I wasn't surprised. Maybe from Pete Carroll, maybe. Maybe surprised there.
Okay.
But Ron Rivera should have been gone. Yeah. Arthur Smith, he don't know what to do with talent.
Can't
obviously.
Believe he made it the season.
Yeah. Yeah, Belichick was on his way out. And Vrabel, I don't know. You can't lose. You can't go 6-8 for 16 in your last 24 games.
That's tough.
That's what he did. He went 1-9.
1-9 in the conference.
In the conference.
Yeah.
Man, he ain't got no quarterback,
guys,
man.
Guys, what do you want him to do?
Right.
Yeah. They traded away A.J. Brown, guys.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
I'm going to speak to that.
Guys, yeah. they gave Ben Jones walk. They let KB go for free. Yeah. Like, bro, like,
Where's Ben Jones playing at now?
He should still be playing for the Titans.
But he's not playing.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
He retired, bro.
Yeah, he retired, but he could have still played. Vrabes, this is the thing about Vrabes. Anybody listening to the show know I love Vrabes. My favorite coach in the entire NFL. This is the biggest mistake the Titans have ever done is getting rid of this guy. Coach of the year 2 years ago, 4 winning campaigns, 3 playoff appearances. This is the best coach on this entire list, top 5 coach in the entire league. And I know what was going on. Mike Vrabel is a competitor. He wants to compete. So they throw him a bone and they let him go get DeAndre Hopkins, but then they cut his nose off to save his face, and then they let Will Levis come in and do whatever Will Levis does. And then you draft a guy like Treylon Burks, and he's out there just running around and just like freak neat. Like, I don't know what the hell to do. The ownership wants to quit until 2027 till they roll out this brand new toy that they have. It's going to be hard to watch the Titans until 2027.
That's true.
Besides trading A.J. Brown, this is the worst decision in franchise history. This, I guarantee Mike Vrabel will win a championship with the next team he coaches. I put it on the damn board.
Yeah. You can't quantify that, though. He just said guaranteed he wins a championship with his next team.
Well, just be up there for a while.
For 12 years.
It'll be up there for a while.
my surprise was Vrabel, too. I mean, they lost 6 or 7 games by 3 or 4 points or one score game. And he's doing all this with no quarterback. Draft a quarterback in Malik Willis. Don't work out. You draft Will Levis. I think he's going to be fine. I've always been the Will Levis apologist. But he wasn't ready yet. He went through his bumps and bruises this year, and he doesn't have any weapons. DeAndre Hopkins is old. He's not the same.
He's good, though.
But yeah, DeAndre Hopkins caught for 1,000 yards.
Exactly.
That's what Vrabel wanted. He wanted one person. He got him with this one person, cooked for him.
And that's my point. So you don't give Will Levis and Vrabel time to build with that to get better. So now you're going to lose Derrick Henry for sure now, too, for nothing. I just didn't think the Vrabel firing was justified.
So, I can see why you do the Vrabel thing. Here's why. You got your new quarterback. You're going into your new stadium. This team is not going to look the same as it did this year.
Hell no.
Right? You're losing Derrick Henry, of course. A couple other players. You lose KB throughout the season. But my thing is this. This is something you could have done, you being the Titans front office. This is something that could have been done to start this season, because you knew this is what was going to happen. You weren't bringing back Tannehill. Should have traded Derrick Henry, because now you're going to lose him for nothing. Mm-hmm. And you could have started over with a new coach before this year, because now you want Will Levis to have the least amount of distractions possible, because he's your young cornerstone player. That being said, Mike Vrabel is going to land on his feet. He's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
He's not a worry. The Titans are going to – it's going to be rough for the Titans for the next couple of years, but I do believe Levis is going to – I'm with Coach. I'm not completely out on Levis. They're going to be okay. Treylon Burks, hopefully.
Trash.
Treylon Burks is not good.
Not good. Got play.
Okay.
Not good play.
Absolutely. Treylon Burks is not good.
Yeah.
Malik Willis is not good.
It's a couple. It's some commas. But the rest of them, it's a bunch. Corners, not good. Safety's not good. Amani Hooker's not good.
I don't know. Amani Hooker was a Pro Bowl a couple years ago.
I don't know.
A
couple
of years ago.
I don't know if we're sure Malik Willis isn't good. That's just me.
Malik Willis is bad. And I know he's on your team. But this team, for Vrabel to get six wins out of this team, they lost 10 games by one score.
Yeah.
Bro, he kept that team competitive. Mm-hmm. Why the hell would you fire a coach like that?
He's not your guy.
He's
a guy.
He's a guy, but he wasn't Rand's guy. Rand wanted to hire his own coach.
Exactly. I don't think it was Rand's call, y'all. I think Rand, you in that interview, I watched him mm-hmm. on his press conference, and you could tell the way I worked with this dude day to day. This is my friend. I look at him as a person that I could talk to for the rest of. You don't say that on an exit interview for a guy that you don't bang with. This was leadership saying, Vrabes wants so much more from this team, and we can't do that because we are planning for the future.
Right.
And I think Vrabes is playing for the current. So in turn, he'll go to New England, he'll go to Los Angeles or Las Vegas or wherever the hell he wants to go, and he's going to have a winner. I'm telling you, you don't get a Vrabel, dog. You don't let Vrabel
But
walk.
The one thing about Vrabes is he's going to have to – He likes coaching veterans. So he gonna go to somewhere where it's turnkey. He ain't gonna go to somewhere where we gotta rebuild.
That's the point I was gonna make.
That's what he don't want
to
do.
He can go to New England, but that's a rebuild.
No, he's gonna go. I'm not gonna say we'll say that for another show. But yeah. I do believe this is one of those situations where this is actually better for both entities. The Titans are better off because they get to start over from scratch. Yeah. And Vrabel gets to go to a contender.
You know what scratch is.
Because he didn't want to coach. He don't want to coach that young team. Yeah, scratch is way over there.
Way over
there. Yeah. But he gets to build it, though. Like, the Titans are going to be building for the next 2 to 3 years. We know
four.
That. Like, okay, at least 2 to 3.
2 to 3 for sure.
At least.
It'll be an immediate change.
Bro,
next
I'm
year,
telling
for
you.
Sure.
The
immediate change?
Yeah, because they have $90 million in salary cap money.
Yeah, all of these teams that got rid of these people got salary cap space. Yeah. If you
we
look
got
all
the most
the way.
In the NFL. Yeah. So. Yep. We'll see some type of improvement next year. We won't win five games. We'll win more than five, six games last next year, for sure.
Nah, you want to put that on
quarterback?
You want to put that on the board?
You going to get a quarterback?
You just said
he's not ready. He's not going to be ready next year.
You just
year
said you're a Levis apologist. Which one are you? Are you
ready?
Not or you are?
That don't mean he's going to be ready next year.
He was. What you mean?
He's not gonna be ready yet next year to do that because they're not gonna be. They're not gonna. He's not gonna be the best quarterback in the division. Is he going to be the best quarterback in the division?
Hell no.
Not even close.
You don't have to be the best quarterback in the division to win six games.
You said they're going to be a lot better, and I just disagree with that. I just say he's not ready yet.
I disagree with you.
How many games they going to win?
I just said six. I said it.
So they're going to be 6-11? That's the same thing they did this year. That ain't shit.
Okay.
You just said they're going to be better.
We're going to be better.
So they're going to win more than six games. You can't be better if you winning the same amount of games. That's not better.
Yeah, we'll be better.
Vrabes pulled six wins out of that sorry-ass team.
Oh, my God.
And I tell you what, that is something. I had him winning four. And I put it on the board, and I lost that because it was a hell of a coach. Shout out to Mike Vrabel. Boy, I tell you what, I'm telling you, they fucked up with that one. And then the damn Commandos, and I get what they doing. They got $78 million in cap space.
Yeah.
They wanted to get everybody the hell up out of there.
Yeah, I'll keep calling the Commandos.
I know, yeah, because it's really the football team.
Yeah, I like it better as
the football
team.
And then Arthur Smith, they said pack his ass up because he wasn't even throwing the ball to KP. Desmond Riddle. Yeah. And he had Bijan. Wasn't even using Bijan.
I don't know what Arthur Smith
He was running plays for Johnny. He was calling plays for Johnny
for
Smith.
Johnny Smith.
And you got Kyle Pitts and Drake
Lane. Pack him up. Yeah. They fired him on the plane. and we didn't talk about Nick Saban. Are we talking about Nick Saban today or are we talking about him next week?
We here. Let's go.
Are we going to talk about Tricky Nicky?
Let's go.
Nick Saban is the best football coach ever. Period.
Best college coach.
No, best football coach.
Best football coach.
Nope. Best football. Let me tell you why. There's a revolving door at the University of Alabama.
Coordinators.
No, it's a revolving door of coordinators and a revolving door of coaches and players.
Head coaches or what?
No, he was a revolving door of quarterbacks. Give me his good quarterback. There's a person where he's like, oh, besides Tua Tagovailoa, Bryce was a 3-4 year guy. I'm saying 3-4 year guy. Jenny Bryce.
Yeah, he was a 2 year guy.
I'm talking about 3 year guy. Bryce Young, Tua Tagovailoa. What's the white guy name? AJ McCarron.
Jalen Hurts, dude.
Jalen Hurts is a 2 year guy. That's what I'm saying. To do that with the changing of the guard every year, to do that is harder to do than what Belichick did.
I'm gonna say he's not the best coach ever, like pro and college, because when he was the
pro coach, he didn't get it done.
If you look at to dominate with that revolving door and for a situation for a guy that he, man, what he did to keep those players coming in and to get them there, I know what Nick Saban did. He was eating that oatmeal cream pie and that damn Dr. Pepper. He said, 12 teams. I know, I ain't fucking with that. Terry, yeah, it's over with.
Yeah, the game is passing. I mean, the game, the old guys don't like the new college game.
Yeah, no,
but, they don't. But if I was a, go ahead, Will, I'm sorry.
And that's the thing, the old guys don't like the new college game. But to say, back to what you said, a revolving door, he didn't leave there for 17 years. What revolved?
No, it was four players. It's a 4-year system, right? Most players.
I mean,
three.
His coordinators left to go get jobs.
Players, bro. Players. You bring in a different quarterback. You bring in a different wide receiver. People transfer.
But he's known to get the best top five every year.
He never had top five quarterbacks, y'all.
He never had quarterbacks. No, for sure.
He never had to get out of the mud, though.
But he had,
he had top five quarterbacks.
The best recruit he had, position-wise, it's not position-wise, but quarterback positions, two guys. Tua Tagovailoa, Bryce Young. That's it. Everybody else, middle-of-the-road quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts was a good
quarterback. No, he was not a – bro, he wasn't even a five-star.
Yeah, but they was throwing the top five guys.
Yeah, no, that's true,
all
too.
Around him.
That's true, too.
All of them were throwing the top
five
guys.
And here's the thing, too, though. Do you know how hard it is – and I saw Derrick Henry talked about this. He was like, it was me and four other guys that were all
– everything.
Triple stars.
Yeah.
And to keep those guys engaged and keeping them there and playing at a high level, from Alvin Kamara to Mark Ingram to Derrick Henry all the way to Eddie Lacy.
Dude, that's hard to do. For sure, because because they know somebody behind them is just as good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Bro, that is a testament. With the NFL, you're just running your system and you're just plugging and playing guys. I think it's a different thing to do it with guys in college. I think he's the best football coach that ever did.
And that's why
I give you that all day long, but
yeah,
that's why he got out of there though, because you can't. No coach will be able to keep rooms like that at any skill position. Never again.
Never again.
Because if I go there and you're just as good as me and you're getting all the tokes, I'm transferring.
Easy call.
So that's over with.
Yeah, that's
and that's why he got out of there. He was good at keeping that.
Keeping them there.
So if somebody went down, the next person went up was like the person that went down.
Yeah,
and that's what kept Alabama so good. And
it's
funny because it kind of changed from the running back room
to
the wide receiver room.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They've been putting wide receivers left and right.
Yeah.
And that's what made them special.
And they had the big guys.
And they had the big guys. They was getting offensive linemen. Yeah, but they were keeping them there.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part where people aren't talking about. You have to keep those guys there. And it wasn't like people were transferring back then, too.
But it wasn't much.
But you still had to sit down. They were transferring to Tennessee State.
You had to sit out. If you didn't graduate, you had to sit out a year.
No, but what I'm saying is when he started that 17 years ago, people were still transferring. And people were mad about, what's the kid that left? That came there.
Alvin Kamara left.
Yeah,
yeah.
You but see he what I'm saying? Year, though.
No, he went JUCO.
So
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, to do what he did amidst everything, and on top of that, with a target on your back in the conference where it's so much pressure, no one wants that job.
Because you're gonna lose three games next year.
You're gonna mess around and get fired your first year. But at the same time,
you say no one wants that job. But at the same time, you know you're going to that job, and you have every resource possible known to man at that job.
I think
you have NIL money right there. You have the best facilities. Anything you want is there.
And I agree with that, but every school in the SEC has the exact same thing.
I want to speak to that real quick. Yeah, they have a lot. They have a lot of things at their disposal, but Saban ran an archaic system.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. He did not embrace NIL. He did not embrace the transfer portal or things like that.
Well, he did.
Just hear me out.
It ain't no coincidence, Jeff. And then I let you go. That Dodge Challenger, Charger shit, all that shit. That shit ended the year Nick Saban left. No, nigga, it was correlated.
Mark Ingram had a Mercedes Benz. It was NIL, but he had
that's handshakes, hush money.
Yeah,
I'm talking about out in the open where now the kid has the influence over who gets the NIL.
Bryce
Young.
Yeah, that's your boy from Clemson. He wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, Dabo's the person.
He ain't fully with the transfer portal. This game, because of the chaos that ensues with this game, is frenetic. This is not something Nick Saban wants to do because he's a control freak. I want to be able to know. I'm gonna be able to keep, like, we just went over the list of running backs that he had. I want to be able to know these running backs going to be there. They're not going to be there.
No,
the moment the carries are cut, They gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just got his burning desire to coach no more.
I think that's what that is. And on top of that, it's a 12-team playoff. And on top of that, Kirby Smart's doing what he's doing. Yeah. And on top of that, he ain't got time to do that
in
shit.
In a 12-team playoff, Alabama is penciled in every year. They don't have to
worry. That's stressed.
And they don't have to worry.
At the same time, we can't question. Like, he won 17 years. He lost 16 games in 17 years.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So who's turn? Lock. Before we get out of here, can you give us your favorite FSP moment from these 500 episodes?
Man, I'm going to go all the way back to the Blog Talk days. When shout out to Jalen Ramsey, we interviewed him while he was at Florida State, and of course, being a Florida State fan, that was a great interview for me. And the good thing about the interview was it was his first interview
ever,
and he remembers that interview to this day. When I talked to him about it, he talked about how we were the first people that interviewed him, so that stood out to me, and that's a good thing to say. That this guy's gonna be a Hall of Fame cornerback.
Yeah.
He just got announced to the Pro Bowl again, which is like one of the few cornerbacks to make five straight Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Consecutively. Yeah. So that was one of my best moments of the 500 episodes we've done here at FSP.
Shout out to five, man. Yeah, nah, that's crazy. Yeah. Blog Talk. Fucking Blog Talk. Deleted all those damn posts.
Right.
Yeah. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Yeah,
let's go, man.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP or Jeff's NBA Power Rankings. All right. The league pass legends of the week is my Atlanta Hawks. My Atlanta Hawks. Shout out to I know DeJounte Murray's on the trading block. I don't know how I feel about that just yet. But the thing is, we're looking good, playing competitive basketball. Shout out to Trigger Trae Young. I just traded game. All right, let's get it going. Number seven. The New York Knickerbockers. Winners of five in a row. A good win this week, Cameron, over the Western Conference leading Minnesota Timberwolves. Shout out to the Knicks, man. Madison Square Garden is rocking. Surprise entry. Number six, Utah Jazz. Winners of six, their last seven. Big wins over Denver Nuggets and Jordan Clarkson, cameraman. 27 points last night. Dishing the ball. Lori Markkanen. Balling at a high level. This is a fun team to watch.
Bow.
Number five, OKC Thunder. Seven of the last nine big wins over Boston and Denver over this last span here since last time we did this list. OKC, their depth is amazing. That young team, they're maturing in front of our eyes. I've talked about the MVP in the Rookie of the Year. Just go watch an OKC Thunder game. Everything I'm saying will make so much sense. Number four, don't look now. New Orleans Pelicans. Winners of six, they last seven. A complete debacle on national television of the Golden State Warriors.
Sure was.
Of whatever's left of the Golden State Warriors. Keep fighting, Steph.
Yeah.
You deserve so
Bruce
much
Steph
better.
Bruce Steph until it's the other way.
You deserve so much better than this, Steph.
Yeah, he do, man.
Yeah, you deserve. Bullshit. I ain't going to lie. We've had our differences. But Stephen Curry, you deserve so much better than this. But at four, the New Orleans Pelicans. Yep. At three, the Boston Celtics. Number one team in the Eastern Conference. Nah, not when you see what's going to happen after this. Number one team in the Eastern Conference. That starting five has had some missing pieces here and there. They rotate people in and out. Shout out to Jrue Holiday. Shout out to Derrick White.
No, Jeff. My boy just went for 40 against on Anthony Edwards head top last night.
On Anthony Edwards head top. They've also lost two of their last seven.
That shit don't matter, Jeff. You gave a team last week. We was on. My bad. Go ahead.
Number two. Indiana Pacers. Winners of eight of their last nine. Beating Boston in that game span, and two against Milwaukee. I know how to do this, Kareem. I'm cold. I'm telling you, I'm cold, dog. I'm cold. Anyway, beating the Knicks as well, two against the Bucks. They had Milwaukee's number. Got Giannis in his bag. He don't know what to do. Got him talking about freaking and stuff, and still thinking about the Pacers. It's bad. It's real bad.
It's
hopefully, Tyler Burton is going to be fine. Looks like the injury's not going to be as serious as we initially thought. That's great. The Pacers are looking good. Shout out to Coach Wayman. And number one. The best team since December 1st, the Los Angeles Clippers. The best team since December 1st. Best team since December 1st. Hands, they are kicking ass and taking names. Shout out to Kawhi. Shout out to Paul George. Shout out to James Harden.
Shout out to
Kawhi just got another bad. Shout out to Ty Lue. Shout out to Ty Lue.
That's what it is.
Shout out to that new stadium they built, new arena they building.
Inglewood.
Shout out to Russ in the pregame.
Inglewood is always up to no good.
Always up to no good. That's what they say. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Yeah.
Pasadena.
Yeah. Where you at?
Old town.
Definitely in the house. As we embark on our 500th episode, I will give my favorite moment of these 500 knockdown dragout episodes. And I, without a doubt, have one of my favorite moments was we had Hersey Miller come to the city for a short stay in the city. And the guys here at FSP, you know, there's a lot of talk in the city. We had rap snacks or whatever the hell is, rap noodles. What is this thing? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Weezy slung them things. Yeah,
Weezy had a moment.
It wasn't like that.
You know what I'm saying? He said it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Shit ain't good like that. That's one of my, it goes without question. Even, you know, some of the coaches that actually saw this laughed about it. Yeah, man. So that was my favorite moment, him throwing the rap noodles up against the wall.
In the old studio.
Doof, just throwing them too. Yeah, it was great. Great times, man.
Good job, Weezy.
Yeah. And if I look up Hersey Miller's stats right
now. Ah,
man. I ain't done that. That's a child. Shout out to the kids, man. Yeah. You guys ready to get started with the second half?
Land of the Golden Sunshine.
Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
Second half, the NFL postseason award show. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weez. What it do?
It's your man Coach Lock.
Cameraman, the 2023 NFL regular season is over. The NFL playoff bracket is set, which means it's award season for the guys here at FSP. While the rest of the NFL is already looking ahead for free agency in the 2024 NFL draft, it's worth taking a moment to reflect on the season that we just finished and also recognize best individual and team performances of said year. FSP awards, guys, based on the regular season only, doesn't take into account any playoff games, just like the Associated Press awards. Again, it's just the regular season. Question number one, going back from our midseason predictions for the offensive player of the year, Jeff, who do we have?
All right, so I'm going to say this one time, so we go ahead and say it again. Coach Locke was out on assignment, so there's no midseason picks for Coach Locke.
Okay.
All right. Weezy had A.J. Brown. Jeff and Jay had Tyreek Hill.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Who's your postseason prediction and why?
Because of injuries and all those things, Christian McCaffrey.
See, Matt?
Yeah, man. It would have been Tyreek Hill if he got that 2,000, but unfortunately came up just a little bit short. Chris McCaffrey is a walking touchdown. He's like in basketball, called him a walking bucket.
Yeah.
He's a walking touchdown this year.
Facts. Yeah. What you got, Coach?
I also had Christian McCaffrey. 14 touchdowns, 1,400 yards, average 5.4 yards a carry. That means you're getting a first down every two times you hand it off to him.
Yeah.
What more you want from that? So I went with C-Mac.
Yeah. And I picked Tyreek Hill to win this. It's a wrong injury at the wrong time for Tyreek. I got C-Mac winning as well. If Tyreek never hurts that ankle, he hadn't had a 100-yard game since we did this show. It was 5 weeks ago, guys. Mm-hmm. So he didn't even, you know, no 100-yard games after that. It's crazy, man. But to praise my running back, it's been a master class of offensive dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Huge win for the running back position as a whole to get a Offensive Player of the Year award behind it as far as contract negotiations. Yeah, I think he's the most valuable non-quarterback in the NFL and rewards – a lot of what he gets as far as what we do with this team has a lot to do with C-Mac. What you got, Weezy?
I had A.J. Brown winning this one, but, you know, how the Eagles last five games went. Everything y'all said about C-Mac was cool, but I'm going to give it to Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Did you just pass it? my bad. Tyreek Hill. I give it to Tyreek Hill. And because Tyreek Hill, you can't. Y'all want to get that laugh off? Go ahead.
You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're wild boy for that.
I guess he couldn't hold it in.
Better out than in. Go ahead, Weez. I'm sorry.
But Tyreek Hill, like you said, C-Mac was the most important player, non-quarterback. Tyreek Hill might be the MVP non-quarterback also. He went down against us, and we beat him that game. We wouldn't have beat him if they wouldn't have Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was on pace for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
He's playing on a bad foot right now and still, you know.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's absolutely the focal point of that. Because they're also down running backs and everything.
Yeah, they are. So down a lot, down 100. All right, moving on to the next one is our Offensive Rookie of the Year. Jeff, who do we have for midseason?
All right, Offensive Rookie of the Year. The entire panel had C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, right back to you, Jeff.
Ah, no need to change it. In the playoffs, I know we're not factoring in playoff, but he led his team to the playoffs, C.J. Stroud.
Coach?
I actually have Cole, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
C.J. Stroud and Puka Nacua.
I like
that's
that.
Cool.
Everything Jeff said for C.J. Stroud, but for Puka, he set the record for the most receiving yards by a rookie with 1,400, which was fourth in the league.
Yeah.
A rookie, wide receiver coming to fourth overall in the league. I think it's going to be tough to not split that award, so I went Cole.
I think this is going to be like the Melo LeBron year when they should have probably go to Melo should have got that. Yeah. And they gave it to Bron. Should have been a Cole. I like the Cole, but I'm going with C.J. Stroud just on the strength that he finished with the third most passing yards for a rookie. And he missed two games because of concussion, guys. So, that team, very bad last year. Team won three games last year, guys. For those guys to win that division and the way that they won the games, 23 passing touchdowns, only five picks, taking care of the ball at a high level. Houston has every reason to cherish the quarterback position. And C.J. Stroud's future. What you got, Weezy?
C.J. Stroud, no question.
Yeah.
Nobody. It's been a long time since a rookie played that good. Take a team from worst to first.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
It's been, like I said, it's been a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
Been
a while. Yeah, I was in agreement.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's a while.
A long time before 2015, my boy.
Do the Texans win the division if Trevor Lawrence doesn't get hurt?
That's a part of. Two throws and fouls.
Well, they won a division because we beat.
They won a division.
Yeah, they won a division.
They won their game. If they lost their game, it wouldn't matter.
That's true. Yeah. Moving on to Defensive Player of the Year. Jeff, who do we have for midseason?
All right. So Weezy and myself had Myles Garrett. Jay had T.J. Watt.
Right back to you, Jeff.
I'm not. This is my year.
This is our year. This is the year, Jeff.
This is the year for Myles Garrett.
Okay.
I stuck with him from preseason to midseason.
Sure did.
That defense is lights out. Shout out to Sean Merriman. That defense is lights out.
To give Sean Merriman a shout out is crazy.
That's his nickname.
I know, but that was crazy.
That was top level pod right there. Remember that? I'm just saying. But no, Myles Garrett, man, that defense, he's the anchor of that defense, and they'll put on a show every week.
Coach.
I went with T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh, man. 19 sacks.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to argue against. And he got hurt and still had 19 sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, he just brings it like that every year. Only reason he may not win is he may get part of that LeBron fatigue. Like, they get tired of giving it to him because he's dominating like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go with T.J. Watt from Pittsburgh.
I think this is the closest battle of all of the awards. I think the most consistent is Myles Garrett. I think T.J. Watt has the better numbers.
Yeah.
But the way that Myles Garrett has played against that team's, bro, Joe Flacco is their starting quarterback, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, for those guys to be even playing in the playoffs is crazy just for that alone. Even also T.J. Watt, too. That's a bad team, too, in Pittsburgh, and they're still playing meaningful football. So I'm rolling with Myles Garrett just under strength and nostalgia. What you got, Weez?
I think Myles Garrett should win it this year. He single-handedly won them games. They went through three quarterbacks. They on Joe Flacco as their quarterback.
Man. Four quarterbacks.
It's four.
So DTR. For them,
your boy.
Quietly, to make the playoffs, they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs. Just with their, like I said, defense travels.
Yeah, it does.
But at the same time, Micah Parsons could be right there with him.
Yeah, he could.
Micah Parsons. Well,
it's
Parsons.
Them three. It's the closest. It's the closest one.
Micah Parsons is the only player in the league that only had two holding calls against him in the whole season.
That's all.
I think the referees are kind of cheating.
Yeah.
They hold Michael Parsons.
Yeah, they hold.
They hold him. He only get two calls the whole season.
Yeah, they hold.
Two is crazy. Yeah, two is nuts. Jeff, let's move right along to Defensive Rookie of the Year. It's the midseason prediction.
Oh, man. All right, so our midseason predictions, myself and Weezy had Jalen Carter, and J-Ho had Devon Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm. Postseason prediction, why, Jeff?
This was a tough one. The defense hasn't looked that well to finish the season. I think he did enough, though. Going to go with Jalen Carter. Yeah. I know.
It's tough.
I know. It's tough.
His boy's backed on. Boop.
They did. I ain't no lie to tell right there. It don't look good to feel it right
man,
now.
Hell
we,
nah.
we might have to eat these words. Pause. As the playoffs go on. But as of right now, recording, it does not look good to feel. But I am going Jalen Carter.
What you got, Coach?
I want Jalen Carter as well, man. Six sacks from a defensive tackle spot. That's hard to do.
Hell yeah.
That's Aaron Donald kind of ish, Warren Sappish kind of stuff. So to see that from a rookie is not normal.
Yeah.
So I went with Jalen Carter from Philly as well.
I just know how cold AD is because he had like 18, 19 and a half sacks at D tackle. That's nuts. Yeah. Anyway, my defensive rookie of the year is Will Anderson Jr. Eagles can't stop anybody right now. Dead ass. Yeah. Harmony can run halfback dive. It'd be all right through the middle of the Eagles defense there. But Will Anderson's playing lights out, two multi-sack games in the past 3 weeks, eight sacks for the season. Slow start for Will Anderson, but that's how you draft. Titans, pay attention. Everybody, pay attention in that division of how you draft because you get a cornerstone quarterback and a fucking lights-out defensive end in Will Anderson Jr. So, yeah, I'm rolling Will Anderson. What you got?
Got to have them picks right there. Got to have them picks right there, though. That's how they did it. They was it 1-4?
But you got to hit on them picks.
They made the moves to get 1-4.
But you got to hit on them picks. That's all. Go ahead. What you got?
Who
got
to hit on them picks?
Everybody.
When you draft, you got to hit on picks. Like, if you miss on picks.
Like, Chicago's going to have 1-9. Yeah. You got to hit 1-9.
Yeah. Well, like Houston did. Like, Houston hit on their picks.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I'm rolling with.
Man, I want to roll with Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
But those five-game skid, it's a team sport.
It is.
But it's a team sport. But this is an individual award.
And there's no I in team, but I'm with you.
Yeah. Will Anderson, man, he's been coming up. He came up big in the game where they had to win the game.
Sure the hell did.
He got a C on his shirt for a reason.
He do.
So I'm a Will Anderson.
To be a rookie captain, crazy.
That's big deal.
And the quarterback do too.
Quarterback, Cole. Yeah. Move right along to the next award. It's Breakout Player of the Year. What you got, Jeff?
This isn't that show.
Thanks.
All right, so the Breakout Player of the Year, midseason picks. Weezy had Kayvon Thibodeau. Oh, I was the prisoner of the moment right here, cameraman. I had Josh Dobbs. And Jay and Zaire Franklin.
Yeah. What you got, Jeff?
And Zaire Franklin pick is hard. That's
thank
a good one.
Thank you, brother.
But not to steal your sauce, I'm going to go with Jordan Love. Jordan Love, I called it Jordan Love. People gave up on my dog he at should. His first start.
Yeah. You went for every mixed kid at the quarterback position and one hit.
I did.
And he ain't really hit yet. It was one hit. Mahomes, that don't count. Mahomes is totally different. I'm talking about from the young guys.
Yeah, bro.
He went with Desmond Ritter. Went with the little quarterback play Minnesota. What's the man's name?
Got him tight, don't he?
Yeah. Got him tight. What you got, Jim? My bad.
Nah, I got Jordan Lewis.
Okay, what you got, Coach?
I have a Kyren Williams from the Rams.
Woo, that's good.
Yeah.
Had 112, averaged 112 yards from the line of scrimmage, 12 touchdowns, and also averaged 5 yards per carry.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, so I went Kyren Williams from the Los Angeles Rams.
I'm rolling with Z Franklin, man. Led the AFC in tackles after missing two games, four away from leading the entire NFL, still missing those two games. Single season record for the Colts, back-to-back years in tackles, got robbed for the Pro Bowl. He'll be on that Pro Bowl team. Individual effort, man, for that Colts team is just unheard of. Yeah. Great year for Z. Man, breakout player of the year, Zaire Franklin. But you got Weezy.
That's a good call with Zaire Franklin.
Thank you.
But I went with Justin Fields.
Jay Fields.
I went with Justin Fields. Justin Fields went from zero to hero. Like the first four games, we was talking about, man, is he any good? Or he was talking about getting the coach fired. And the first four games, he missed four games with a concussion and came back in the second half of the season. Might have been a top five quarterback in the league. Rushing. He's one of the best runners in the – he's one of the best – running quarterbacks in the league this year.
True indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with Justin Fields.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jay Fields, the man. Here moving on to comeback player of the year, Jeff's favorite award. Who we have for midseason, Jeff?
All right. This award is going to be renamed after this year, cameraman. Jesus book Christ. It. Jesus All right. Christ. Weezy had Calvin Ridley. Myself, I had Damar Hamlin. And Jay Hove had Josh Dobbs.
He was balling.
He was princess of the moment.
He was balling. Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
What you got, Jeff?
You know who I got.
All right, let's move right along to Coach. What you got, Coach?
He can't do it no more.
That's true. That's right. That's right.
He died on the field.
don't matter.
Ain't even played.
It don't matter.
He's played him. Don't call him up because he didn't pass away. Don't call him up.
But don't matter. I'm saying, like, he ain't even playing. Bro.
He played special teams a couple of times.
It don't matter.
We will
dog.
Not see DeMar Hamlin play any football for
but
the rest of
I tell you, we will see. We'll see him get comeback.
He'll get
player
that comeback. Nah. He'll get that at, in the playoff game. They're going to walk him out there. They're going to be
my
a big
pick
spectacle.
For comeback player of the year is Joe Flacco. Fresh off the couch. Balling in four straight games. Kept his arm loose by throwing to his kid and his dad in the damn backyard. Come on, man. And he started in a playoff game this weekend. Hamlin won't even play in the damn playoffs.
Is
man.
There?
This is Joe Flacco's award. Joe Flacco's comeback player of the year.
Is there a creepy controversy in Cleveland?
No.
If they win a playoff game.
But more than $75 million a year.
If they win a playoff game.
Hell no.
They got to win the Super Bowl.
I'm just asking.
No, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. No, hell no. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl and still
got his ass out of there.
But here's the thing.
It's not a controversy. It's just a thing where we can win with our defense.
Yeah.
So if they win the playoff game and you got to pay that man $70 million next year.
His ass going to be on that field.
His ass going to be right on that field.
And if he come back and don't play with
him. And it's guaranteed, too.
Yeah, all the way
guaranteed. 200 guaranteed.
They'll never do that contract. Again. Cause of him.
Man.
Grand opening, grand close.
He ruined the world.
Yeah.
What you got with
you? Man, I want to stick with Calvin Ridley because Calvin Ridley had a hell of a year. He didn't play at all last year.
He bought.
But I would go with Saquon Barkley.
Betters Unite with Calvin Ridley, huh? You holding your betting homeboy down.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley was hard.
Yeah, he had a great year.
Calvin Ridley hard.
Yeah.
I went with Saquon Barkley.
1, 2, 3. We going to bet.
I sent Jada Benton. Speaking of bet, I sent Jada Benton odds at his award, and he was sick.
Because it's stupid. It don't make no sense. He ain't even coming back. What did he? He came back last year.
He came back to walk.
That's what I'm saying. That's he came,
he
back.
Came back to the land.
Came
back
to walk. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's ridiculous.
I
Joe Flacco.
We tried to tell you.
Man, he's not gonna win.
This Super Bowl was over once he walked out of that hospital.
Yeah, whatever.
Once, yes.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
What? Man, come on,
dog.
Come on, dog.
Coach on the hot seat, we skipping this?
Yeah. Everybody
did get fired. Belichick is top. This is the first time that the Patriots are drafted in the top three since 1993.
That's crazy.
That is dominant.
That's Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
It was Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next award is the Fall Off Player of the Year. Can you give me some midseason predictions, Jeff?
No problem, Jay. Midseason predictions. Weezer had Chigs Okonkwo. Okonkwo, yes. I had Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. And Jay had Kyle Pitts.
I was mad. It was free Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, still free.
Still free.
Hopefully, whoever they hire now will free Kyle Pitts.
What you got, Jeff?
Much as I want to stick with Brock Purdy because it makes sense.
No, it don't. He was up for the MVP, dude.
Shut up.
How does that make sense?
What should I be talking about with you, Jim?
How does that make sense?
I can explain it.
But please.
It's not my pick.
No. He's not going to do that. So it's not my pick.
My pick is Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
But you said it could be him.
Okay. No, go ahead. No. Go, Trevor Lawrence.
I just want to say one thing.
We'll talk about it.
I just want to say one thing.
God.
I said this in preseason. I said this in midseason by Brock Purdy. I said there's going to come a time where he has to win a game. When the deck is not going to be stacked in his favor, he's going to have to win the game. And each time he had to win,
bro, we
San
had to
Francisco
beat Philly.
Lost.
We beat Philly.
No. I said when it's going to be a time when Brock has to win the game.
Okay. You put him individual.
Okay, go ahead, Trevor Lawrence.
It's an individual award.
No, Trevor Lawrence.
The questions are starting to fly. Is he what we thought? Is he what people thought he was? Did he peak in Clemson? Because there's no reason for that team not to have won that division. With the way they started off. I understand he got a little dinged up, but with Calvin really playing the way he did, south to Weezy, having Trevor Etienne, having that defense, there's no reason that the Jacksonville Jaguars are watching the playoffs like we are.
He hurt his shoulder, Jeff. Quarterback shoulder injury, that changes everything.
I understand, Coach, but then he also came back and played.
Yeah, but it wasn't right. Like, I literally saw him throw an out route to a receiver, and it was 4 feet over the receiver's
but
head.
But I agree with Jeff on this, and I don't like to agree with Jeff. If you're going to come back and play in that important of a game, your injuries don't matter.
He just tried to play through it. He tried to play through it.
But if you're going to play in that type of game where you got to win or lose, and they're going to judge you by every pass you make, he didn't look wide. I ain't saying he can't play no more, but he didn't look real in that game.
He wasn't healthy.
Coach, who you got for a fall-off player of the year?
Russell Wilson.
Dang.
It's over with, man. I hate to say it, man.
Although we come.
I hate to say it, man. He had his lowest passing yards of his career, dog. Like, it got so bad, they benched him. Like,
you going to take a paycheck.
I'm just saying, yeah, but
cut. I ain't going to lie. His numbers wasn't that bad.
It's the, I didn't say they were that bad, but it's the lowest passing yards of his career.
And then, all right, so cool. Y'all going to do that now. Y'all going to throw my dog Russell Wilson under that goddamn bus. You better throw this bastard under the bus. His name is Jalen Hurts, Shamar Moore. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You were runner up for the MVP last year. They gave you $255 million. You signed Jordan Brand. Dude, Shamar Moore, you get out there. He threw 15 picks. Russell Wilson threw no goddamn 15 picks. I tell you that.
He threw 15 picks last year.
No, he didn't. Who? Russell Wilson threw no 15 picks.
That first year in Denver was bad.
Jeff, he didn't throw no 15 picks. He didn't throw no 15 picks. 23 touchdowns, 15 picks. It's ridiculous. It's bad. He's sorry, man.
No, that ain't true.
Man, Hurts is clearly something off there.
The thing with Hurts is, Hurts didn't play good this year. Hurts didn't play well.
Kaka.
I ain't gonna say he's garbage, but he got a chance to make it up in the playoffs.
He better.
He threw 11 last year.
That's close.
15 ain't 11.
No, 15 ain't 11.
It's 15
off
11.
Off top of my head, I said
15 ain't 11.
Double digit. They was calling for his head.
It's 15 11.
No. We talking about double digits.
How many picks Russ Wilson throw this year? It wasn't 11.
I see.
He didn't throw no 15. He didn't get $255 million guaranteed.
He did.
No, I'm talking about last year. They didn't give him an extension. He didn't sign with Jordan Brand.
He threw 8 this year.
Come on, man.
How many?
8.
How many touchdowns? 28?
26.
Come on, man.
He lost his job
because of his contract.
Because of money.
Yeah, exactly.
That coach didn't have nothing to do with that. We just had a whole conversation about having your guy. Russell Wilson's not his guy.
Exactly.
That's all.
And that he's going to be.
Russell Wilson better than Jalen Hurts, I tell you that.
Raiders Nation. That's right.
Yeah. I tell you that. Shamar Moore, y'all doing all that shit. Y'all, everybody in this room, that's quiet as hell.
I ain't never left.
You said he was sorry. You said he was sorry. You tripping, bro.
I ain't said he's sorry, bro.
Sorry.
He's not sorry. Sorry.
23-15.
He's not what they made him out to be.
23-15.
He's not sorry.
Anybody else had 23-15. And that's why you looking like that. I know, because you were like, oh, you can't say that about Jalen Hurts. His ass,
Lawrence,
too.
We just gave Trevor Lawrence grace.
Trevor Lawrence better than him.
Can I say one
Justin thing? Fields better than him.
We just gave Trevor Lawrence grace for being injured.
That nigga ain't injured.
I ain't giving no damn grace. Give him no damn grace.
Been saying that shit all year, man. Trevor Top 3 in picks this year.
Trevor Lawrence threw 21 touchdowns and 14 interceptions.
I ain't giving no damn
grace.
What?
I said he better.
Huh?
I'm starting to see tomorrow. Give me Trevor Lawrence.
21-14. That's less touchdowns.
I'm looking at a montage of 7 touchdowns that would drop for Trevor Lawrence receiving.
How many rushing touchdowns Jalen Hurts?
And what I say from the beginning, we
hold on. Go ahead.
Anyway,
let's just move on.
No, what I said was now niggas trying to move the quarterback to the right. Oh, he got 17. He's a quarterback. They pay him $255 million. If he played running back, he wouldn't get $255 million. He's there to throw the damn ball. He threw 15 picks.
So what is Deebo Samuel then? If players can't be dual threats, what is Deebo Samuel?
Man, what
the,
bro,
he's a wide receiver.
But he catches the ball well, though.
Yeah, I understand that. Jalen Bryce throws the ball well.
No, he don't. He threw 15 picks.
You just said it's Trevor
okay.
Lawrence.
It's a bad year for you.
That's a good year for me.
You got Jalen Hurts right here.
I call Jordan Love. Go ahead, Weezy.
Let's say Brock Purdy's hurt, right? Hurt done for the year. God forbid. Oh, shit. But Brock Hurt. He hurt up for the year, right?
It don't matter. They can put your bands on. That'd be fine.
No, I'm just saying. You got Jalen Hurts right there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, not Trevor Lawrence. The other motherfucker I don't like.
Wilson?
Nah.
Jameis Winston.
Who you pick?
In 2023, going into 2024, Jalen Hurts.
I think I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts.
To run San Francisco's offense? Jalen Hurts.
Who got hurt and who I got right there?
Brock Purdy got hurt. And it's Jalen and Jameis.
Jalen Hurts and Jameis Winston?
Come on, dog. They're like.
It's
who's the third quarterback? We always got three quarterbacks.
I'm asking who you picking from those two.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
Give me 5
to run that offense is Jalen.
Give me Winston.
Winston's the better quarterback than most starters in the league.
Sorry, cameraman. Have a fucking sorry.
But Winston's better than most quarterbacks in the starting position right now, though.
No,
what you got?
Winston can start off player to you.
Start in New York.
Who's your fall off player to you?
Yeah,
I got a coach for my fall off player. Yeah, I got a coach.
Follow-up player.
Well, coach.
Nah, I'm rolling.
You got rolling.
I'm rolling.
I'm rolling with Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel fell off.
No, he didn't. He didn't cape for him. He ain't never liked Vrabel. And then Vrabel was mad as hell. No, Vrabel's my guy. And then I'm telling you, and y'all gonna hire
just chill, bro.
Tommy Reese and shit.
If we hire Tommy Reese, I'm gonna take my shoes off. I'm gonna walk all the way to your house.
Yeah, you should.
I walk all the way to your house.
Yeah, y'all hire goddamn Antonio Pierce and shit.
Antonio
Pierce is gonna be the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants next year. Book it.
That's sad though.
He should get that job.
He's not a head coach yet, guys. He's not a head coach, guys.
Raiders played for him.
Not yet.
Raiders played for him.
All right. Next award is Coach of the Year. Give me the midseason predictions, Joe.
All right, midseason. Weezy had Mike McDaniel, and myself and Jehovah had Dan Campbell.
Right, what you got, Joe?
It's going to be a co.
No, shit, no.
It's going to be a co.
It's one.
It's going to be Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans.
No. No.
Where's who?
Mike Tomlin. Hey, listen.
Mike Tomlin's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah, no. He's the best coach. He's the best coach in NFL currently right now. Mike Tomlin's the best coach in NFL right now.
Vrabel's third.
Yeah.
Vrabel's third.
I said he has a job right now.
Mike Tomlin's number one. I'm just saying Mike Vrabel's third. What you got, coach?
I went to D'Amico Ryans from Houston, Texas, man. Yeah. I mean,
damn right.
Worst to first.
Yeah. Team was 3-14 worst last year.
That's why I said Cole.
And they hosting a playoff game.
That's why I said Cole. Because Dan Campbell only had 5 wins last year.
Dan Campbell had more than 5 wins last year.
Look at that again. Hell. They turned it around at the end of the season. Yeah, they were struggling.
They won more than 5 games last year. I'm sure in the hell gonna look it up. Yeah, but D'Amico Ryans, my defensive coordinator, inherited some bullshit. Racist ass team. Didn't Rooney Rule ass team. The only that's reason they even, and I'm telling you, that's the reason that they did. They did Lovie, and then they brought in him.
And the guy before Lovie was black.
Yeah, they do that on purpose. Houston black as hell. They trying to appease. For once, the Houston Texans got it right. The damn Bears. How many games did the damn Lions win?
9.
Come on, man.
They won their last 5. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. There you go. And that's what Jeff do. And this one I'm trying to tell you what Jeff would do. Jeff now, he'll throw that motherfucker, but you throw the goddamn, then he'll goddamn put a little spin to that motherfucker.
That's what I meant in front of the last time.
No, motherfucker, you said they won 5 games. Your coach of the year. I went with D'Amico Ryan.
I went with Kevin Stefanski from Cleveland.
That's a good pick.
That's a good coach. That's a good coaching job. Because he was going to get fired this year. Let me be real. Yeah. If they would have ended up winning 6-7 games, his ass would have been out.
You talking about Royce the first?
Yeah.
He came in with Deshaun Watson this year. Didn't know what he was going to do. He got hurt.
Yeah.
4 quarterbacks later.
Yeah.
And he's in the playoffs.
Damn right. Yeah. And last but not least, we have NFL MVP, Jeff.
That's not.
Midseason.
But, all right. So midseason, myself and Young Weezy had Lamar Jackson, and Jay had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, my postseason.
Let's hear it.
Preseason I had him. Midseason I had him. Postseason.
You didn't have him preseason though. It's all good though. You ain't having preseason. I'm rolling though.
I had him preseason.
I'm gonna be real, cameraman. 2024, you need to stop that shit. Nah. 2024, you need to stop that shit.
I just had your back when Joe was
wrong. No, you ain't had my back. It's since 2021. You had my back since 2021.
That's a
long time, bro.
Lamar Jackson is the MVP.
He's not. What you got, Coach?
Tyreek Hill getting hurt gave Lamar Jackson this MVP.
It's not true, Coach.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is. If Tyreek Hill gets 2,000 yards, in the season, he would get MVP.
We seen somebody get 2,000 yards so far. They didn't get MVP.
2,000 what? 2000 ain't nobody ever got 2,000 receiving yards in the NFL history.
Ever.
Ain't never happened.
Ever.
1964.
Ever.
They got 1964. Calvin Johnson got 1964.
Ain't nobody
get 2,000.
Nah, Triple Crown, though. Triple Crown, though. He ain't getting no 1964, though.
It's 2 games.
Mm-hmm. So I went with Lamar Jackson.
You went with L. Freakin.
Christmas night.
Shout out to L. Freakin.
When everybody watching Christmas night, that's what won the MVP.
Yeah. My pick for MVP is Dak Prescott.
What?
He has more passing yards and touchdowns. He does. He has a career year this year when you compare it to his last year. This is an MVP year for Dak Prescott. 12 wins are the most since his rookie year of 2016, and he won 13 games. In short, that was the most since he's won since 2016.
That's why he ain't going to get it, dog.
What I'm trying to tell you is a good year.
Christmas night happened.
Dak Prescott had a great year this year.
He did.
Christmas night happened.
Great year. I'm rolling. Dak Dakota Prescott.
God damn. Now, I went with Lamar Jackson. Of course. I went with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had a remarkable year. He beat all the big dogs he's supposed to beat.
Beat the hell out of him.
And beat going back to that press, if you put Lamar behind that line, they got two Pro Bowlers. They got the Tyler Smith Pro Bowler and they got the Zach Martin Pro Bowler. Lamar Jackson runs away with the MVP.
Lamar Jackson got a top five offensive line in the league, bro.
That's why
he got Ronnie Stanley and he got the center, Tyler Linderbaum. You act like he playing behind the offensive line of the Chicago Bears. It's two all pros, Tyler Linderbaum and also Ronnie Stanley. Two all pro guys. It's two all pro guys.
CeeDee Lamb, though.
He ain't got CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb cooking.
He ain't got CeeDee Lamb.
And I said on this show and said CeeDee Lamb was a top seven wide receiver. And everybody in this place looked at me like I said something
here.
English.
No. I wasn't here. It wasn't CeeDee Lamb. It was
CeeDee Lamb.
Nah, it was one of them boys you're talking about from.
It's CeeDee Lamb.
No.
I came on this show and also said the best quarterback in this draft was also C.J. Stroud. Nobody said that.
Yeah, you did say that. We'll give you that
I one. Wasn't here either.
We'll give you that
wait.
Shut up.
No.
What I'm saying is for him, you're not the only person that was crowning C.J. Stroud, though. I've been saying C.J. Stroud since he was at Ohio State. I've been pulling for a big team. I was saying Ohio State was I said Ohio State was the best team in the college basketball.
In his face.
I can't. Yo, you telling me I never said CJ Stroud was cold?
I can't say you never said that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, stop
the bullshit. You telling me I never said? You said I never said CJ Stroud was cold?
Yes, nigga, I'm telling you that. Yes. I'm the only person that said something about Stroud.
That's what I'm saying. Jeff. I never said he was cold.
Jeff, you called me that like Young Thug homies. I ain't say nothing. I ain't say a motherfucking word.
That's ridiculous, Jeff.
All I said is I said he was cold. I didn't say he was my man.
Wait, stop it. You just said you was crowning him. Now you just said he was cold.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I had to flip on you.
See what I'm saying?
You put the gun in my lap, bro.
I sit there and say it. I said CJ Stroud was cold. I never said he was my
not,
guy.
That's not what you said.
I never
said
he was my guy.
Said. Uh-huh. And I don't remember a lot of shit, but I remember this because it just happened. Yeah. You said, you were the only one up here crowning CJ
Stroud.
That's
what I mean by crowning him. I said he was
you
good.
You said, I've been crowning him since
Ohio State.
Because
I always picked the Big
Ten.
But
then you just said.
Did I not always pick the Big Ten?
I just said he was cold.
That's what I'm saying, the same exact thing.
Crowning him and saying he's cold, two different things.
All I'm saying is, when we was going through these weeks and Heisman's, and I was like, bro, this is the best quarterback in this shit. And nobody, I'm talking about this whole motherfucking table was like, it was somebody else. Bryce Young.
I never pulled for Bryce Young.
I was high on Bryce Young.
Yeah, I know.
And I still think Bryce Young is good.
It wasn't CJ Stroud. I'm tell you that. It wasn't CJ Stroud.
But you did call Sauce. I give you Sauce.
No, don't say that.
I'll give him call Sauce.
He didn't call.
Let me tell y'all something right now.
Jay, we just got you one, Jay.
Fuck that. Ain't nobody on this motherfucker was talking about Sauce Gardner. Nobody.
I'm with you again on
that. He was a sophomore.
I'm talking about Sauce Gardner. I'm with you on
that. Then his junior year, it was Cincinnati to the moon. And that's when Jeff said Sauce Gardner. Nobody was talking about Sauce Gardner. Cool. Stop that shit. Like now you can stop that.
I ain't talking about Kool-Aid. I ain't say nothing about he's a good player. He's gonna be a very high draft pick.
I ain't say
but
shit
I ain't about Kool-Aid.
I do say something about Cooper DeJean. Now I say something about Cooper DeJean. Now I get a motherfucking be, oh yeah, Cooper DeJean. Or just like when I
say nothing about Cooper DeJean.
If we go all the way back then, who called Joe Burrow? We're going all the way back.
We used to call Joe Burrow.
That motherfucker, Jake Brown is going to do what he's doing right now.
Super Bowl matchup.
Eagles versus Chiefs last year.
You did not like him, dog.
He's sorry.
Yeah, he comes.
Jake Brown is doing a really good job.
Predictions. All right, so. Hey, man, he done done more than Dak already.
Already.
Dak ain't my guy.
What you just said?
I said he won Super Bowl.
Weezy had the Philadelphia. I didn't say he was your guy. You said he's good.
That good.
But he's not.
I'm saying you put anybody in that with T. Higgins, and you got Chase, and you got Boyd, and you got tight end, and you got Mixon. Anybody can do that shit. I'm telling you. Jake Brown is doing the exact same thing.
So San Francisco.
What the fuck? That don't even make sense. No, man, go ahead, man.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, Weezy had the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I had the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Baltimore Ravens, and Jay had the San Francisco 49ers versus the Baltimore Ravens.
postseason prediction, Jeff?
My postseason prediction, I'm going to stick with the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Baltimore Ravens.
In what?
In the Super Bowl. Yes, it should be San Francisco versus Baltimore. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what it's going to be. What you got, Coach?
Yeah.
I have the 49ers versus the Buffalo Bills.
I got 49ers versus Ravens. I'm rolling. We're going to beat their ass this time. Nah, I'm fucking with Dallas, but nah, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
You said you're gonna beat them this time.
I think Kansas.
Yeah. Jeff, get the fuck out of here. Your sour ass team, man.
I never said my team was good.
Our team, we was hurt that game.
San Francisco was hurt.
Whoa.
San Francisco wasn't hurt.
Wasn't hurt.
No, bro, don't do that because man. His team sorry and shit.
Now just me and you, Coach.
Our best lineman.
He played that game.
Trent did not play that game.
Trent did not play that game. All right. He didn't play that game, dog.
I got Kansas City versus the Eagles. I'm stick with what I got.
Heard you.
Ooh.
Okay. And that is episode 500 of the Full Sport Press Podcast. What a way to bring 500 into a whole bunch of capping. Whole bunch of cap. I wish I had all them hats. I'm going to bring them hats in next week because there's a whole bunch of capping going on in this motherfucker. Yeah, I don't. But Weezy, as we close things out episode 500, we will give you the floor to give your favorite moment of 500 episodes of Full Sport Press Podcast.
I couldn't think of a favorite moment.
Okay.
But just to shed some light on it, we've been doing this shit for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
10 plus years. It's been a lot. It's been fun. I like coming in. We're doing fellowship. The consistency is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We went from Locke's house to the church.
Yeah.
To bringing Jeff in.
Yeah.
I remember when Jay Cobbin said, "You want to bring Jeff in?" I said, "Yeah, bring Jeff."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, bring Jeff in." And it never stopped. The one thing we never did stop. Locke left for a minute.
Yeah.
It never stopped.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I came to the whole COVID year, everything slowed down.
Tough.
We put together a show every week on
Zoom.
Yeah. And Instagram lives and everything.
We put a show together every week on Zoom.
Shit crazy, man.
Zoom.
Stay with it.
Zoom.
The consistency Zoom. Is whatever.
Yeah.
Really, one of my favorite parts about the show, and nobody gets to see it. The listeners don't. It's pre-production meetings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good shit goes on in pre-production meetings.
Sure.
A lot of bad shit goes on in pre-production meetings, too.
A lot of capping.
A lot of capping. You know, just keep it going. See what happens with the future.
Yeah, man.
There it is.
It's 500.
Well said, Weez.
Yeah. Tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. You know what?
No, go ahead, Kevin.
Let him go.
No, please.
Mouse in the house. Hey, dude. That is classic. It's a mouse. Jeff act like he ain't scared. Jeff talking about. That's great, man. For real, man. We appreciate everybody that did anything for us through these 500 episodes. Here's the 500 more, guys. And tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for, big button.
Cola.
Get a drummer some.
Jeff.
Camera's always open.
Kevin S. Hey, I'm telling you shit you do. You're a wildcat.
You let me down, dog.
Man, chill out, man. Cameraman, down, dog. The Revolution Will Be Podcasted. We are out.
Please tune in to the Full Sport Press Podcast. Thank you
for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.